Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And check out the wild Canadian geese singing with a harmonica. It's so cute. Anyway, lots of cute stuff up there. Anyway, it is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here, Linda Rasmussen is here, Nathan's here, and Stacy's here. The whole family is here. Woohoo! And we have lots to chat about, but
Someone else is here, too.
We got lots of phone lines, so Martha can't fool around anymore. We got to get serious. So, Nathan, who are we talking to? Where are we going?
Our next person joining us is Vicky calling from Richmond Beach. Welcome to the show, Vicky. You're live on Animal World.
Hey, Vicky.
Hello, Martha.
Hi. What can we do for you?
Well, I have, I think, a whole lot of problems, but the most serious is two females, one who's 4.5 years old, and the other, her daughter, who's 3 years old. The older one just had her fourth litter of puppies.
Okay, so...
The younger one has not had any litters, and they have all of a sudden started fighting ferociously.
Yeah, okay, so Dr. Nails, this is one of mine, and may need a lot of help. So let's we got to make sure that everybody knows the details. Now, and just for everybody listening, Dr. Nails and Linda really don't need to know anything. They don't diagnose or treat.
Right.
They just tune into the physical bodies and do what the body tells them to do and balance it. But it helps us understand, you know, and follow along with what's going on. So, Vicky, tell everybody, what breeds of dog?
These are a Bouillonnais, so that's little white fluffy.
Yeah, so there's a lot of little white fluffy models that are very similar, and they're Bichons, you know, and Cotons, and the Bouillonnais are another white fluffy model related to those, but these are the rare ones, aren't they, Vicky?
Correct. They just were imported into the U.S. in 86, and just this year got full acceptance with the AKC.
Right.
So they're a little on the rare side.
Yeah, and so we got, and bless her heart, Vicky is doing a really good job considering, but I think got into breeding, you know, not knowing everything probably that you really ought to have known and all of that. And
right.
Things got really out of control, Dr. Nails. And this is one of those cases that, you know, decade or two ago and before you, this situation would look totally unresolvable. Because, let's see, now we've got mom dog. What's mom's name?
Sophie.
Sophie is mom, and she's the 4.5-year-old.
Correct.
She's not spayed.
No,
and then we have the daughter's name is what?
Ella.
Now, Ella is what?
Three.
And she's unspayed.
Correct.
And then we have dad. What's dad's name?
Dad is Marco.
Dad is Marco, and he's about a year old, and he's an unneutered male.
Correct.
All right. Now then.
And then I have four.
Sophie had a litter of puppies.
Correct.
And you've been unable to sell them.
That's also true.
So how many pups you got left?
I have four left, two males, two females.
So we got two and two, four left. And how old are the puppies now?
12 weeks.
Okay, 12 weeks. All right. So we have two adult females, mother and daughter, unspayed, a male unneutered, four puppies in the household.
Yes.
Nobody's house trained. Everybody's wearing diapers, and they're all they mark up a storm all over the place. And then the straw that broke the camel's back is that mom Sophie and daughter Ella started fighting with each other.
Yes.
And they'd gotten to the point where they can't even see each other without firing up and want to kill.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what y'all need to know is that with the description of that whole scenario and where the relationship situation is now, up until now, that's not a resolvable situation. It's beyond the point of no return for the relationship and everything else and all of that. But Vicky found me, got a hold of me, toys going on, and I know Divine Mother doesn't send me stuff that I can't do anything about. Now, sometimes, you know, usually it's because we can get creative, we can figure out a way to solve things, and every once in a while I have to say, yeah, not the right dog for you, or that sort of thing. Anyway, Vicky and I had a wonderful long session. Oh, well, she's also got adult son and girlfriend and their cattle dog, and they're hanging out, and they're upset with the whole situation. Anyway, so it's just kind of, but we had a good session, and I think, Vicky, you learned a lot, and I really liked these dogs, and these smaller, fluffy models tend, and it includes Shih Tzus and Lhasas and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. A lot of times why trainers don't like them and don't want to work with them is because they operate more out of their right brain than their left brain. So when you understand how to communicate through right brain stuff, it makes it a lot easier. And these dogs are a lot smarter than you think they are. And mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things you came out of the session with, Vicky. Didn't you realize your dogs are smarter than you had given them credit for?
Exactly.
Yeah. And so we were able to, Vicky got it. She absorbed it all like a sponge. And I really liked the dogs, and I really liked all the people and everything. And I came out of it thinking, you know, I think we got a chance to pull this off, because Vicky also had the revelation that she decided, well, you know, I just don't think I'm cut out to be a breeder. Okay. Yep. And so she's willing to spay and neuter everybody. And hopefully we'll find a place for the puppies. And so anyway, it's been, you know, a few days since I've seen you. How things been going since I saw you?
Well, this week has been a lot better.
Oh, I know, right. They bark at everything under the sun, too, besides peeing on everything and marking and fighting. Yeah.
So I've been doing, as you suggested, putting the two girls in crates next to each other and mm-hmm. telling them they need to be friends. And we started walking them. I tried to do it solo, and that didn't work at all initially. So my son's girlfriend helped me, so we were a few more feet apart, and that worked fine. And I'm tying them up to, you know, on their leashes a few feet away from me and where they can't get to each other, and then giving them lots of attention as they're together, like you suggested.
Right, they get more attention when they're together and then they're separated. We have to make them want to like each other again.
Is it
helping?
Well. Uh-huh.
And it sounds like you're able to have them in the same area together, crated next to each other, in the same room, tethered close, and they're not trying to kill each other?
Correct.
Yay! All right. That's very good news at this point.
We've made some giant steps.
It's like we've pulled back from the point of no return. Woohoo!
Yeah.
And so then the big reason I felt like, you know, I think we got a really good chance here is because of Linda and Nils. Because mm-hmm. Nils can, you know, balance these dogs. And with the fighting that's been going on and all the stuff, I'm sure these guys' nervous systems are messed up, and you need to straighten that out. But then Vicky's got a lot of emotion tied up in all of this. So Linda can help stabilize that. So does that kind of cover all the bases, Vicky, of where we are and what's going on?
I think it does.
All right. So I know, Dr. Nels, you've been tuning in. So who are you working on?
Yeah, so what came up was Ella was the one who, at least so far, has needed the help. So I've been working with Ella.
Now she was first on my radar. So that's mm-hmm. that's a confirmation, Dr. Nils.
And here's what's really interesting. Yeah. Just as you were talking about them being in their right brain, what I found out was I needed to work with the feelings on Ella. Usually that's not what I do with the dogs, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And the first feeling that came up was dominating.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, duh. And then excellent.
The next one, which is kind of like the thing to smooth it all out, is good.
All right.
Is every dog wants to know they're good.
Good dog. And you have good dog points. Anyway, you actually work on dogs.
I did the good dog points on her.
You did the good dog points. All
right. And now I'm just resetting the fight or flight system. So, this is looking good so far. And then maybe while Linda's working with Vicky, I can be checking into mom and dad and see if there's anything else I need
Excellent.
Need
but,
to do.
But that's good because, see, what happens a lot of times in relationships, we have mom dog and then we got daughter dog. And the puppies we tend to spoil and coddle, teach them like human babies. But mm-hmm. when you really love and spoil a puppy, they think they're being groomed to take over the pack. Okay. So now mom's 4.5. Ella's about 3. And Ella thinks she's supposed to take over. So Ella is the issue. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, but see, I didn't tell Nels that. I want you to see it, but she's the one.
That was exactly what I was picking up when I was working.
Yeah. All right. So
exact
see,
same thing.
See, confirmation there. Anyway, resetting everybody and balancing is going to be really helpful, but I anticipate Vicky and Dr. Nels that either Vicky's going to be calling us once a month forever, or she may need to talk with you off the air, Dr. Nels, and get. But because I think the saving grace in being able to retrieve this relationship, because that's, I think, most important for you, Vicky, isn't it, to be able to keep Sophie and Ella and have a congenial relationship, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's I'm most breeders, you know, would be doing their last breeding with Sophie and then, you know, finding a permanent home and then, you know, moving up to their next dog that's going to be breeding. And I can't do that.
Right.
I realize, oh, no, I'm not one who can breed and then just put, you know, let them go. So,
yeah, I've got, you know, sometimes I get cases in batches. Similar things, and sometimes it's cases I've done decades ago and thought I knew mm-hmm. how to do, and then I get them again now, and that stuff doesn't work, and I got to learn it all over again, or get unusual, and I'm getting multiple dog horrible situations. So Vicky is one of them, and I got another one that's very similar. Oh, this is Yorkies, and the gal had a rescue mini schnauzer. But then had mom Yorkie and dad Yorkie, and nobody's house trained. So we got the 3 adults and nobody's house trained. And then she bred mom and dad Yorkies, had a litter of 3 puppies with the intent of selling them, rehoming them, mm-hmm. and then decided, I can't give up the puppies. So we got mom dog, we got dad dog, we got rescue schnauzer, and 3 puppies. So I don't know if we're here. We may hear from her today, too. I don't know. Anyway, so it's a lot. Anyway, Nels is still working on the dogs. And so, Vicky, are you ready to have a little session with Linda?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Linda, Vicky is all yours.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
So let's see here. I'm going to have you think about the most important thing that's on your mind right now. And if there's more than one, just pick one.
Okay.
Okay. So is there another important one? Because that one is not raising a pattern.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Got another one.
All right. Yes. Perfect. Keep thinking about that. Notice how you feel about it. And then, excuse me, setting that aside, focus on good, feeling of good. And the number 2, your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I want you to do some very slow breathing in and out, just very slow, long inhale, slow, long exhale, thinking good, too.
All right, Vicky, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've got your eyes rolled up to the right side of your forehead, doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking good, good, good.
All right, Vicky, go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that important thing you were just thinking about back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Yay.
And let me find an affirmation. And the affirmation is, I'm thankful and grateful for the feeling of good. And just thinking that multiple times a day, noticing where good is showing up all over the place. And that will be a really good practice for today, tomorrow, and the next day.
Okay.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. So, Dr. Nels, you got the dogs taken care of and we're good. Anything
yes.
to report here?
Well, I tuned into Sophie. She didn't need nearly so much as Ella. So I think it really the onus was on Ella.
And
Sophie.
Ella's the pretty one, by the way.
Oh gosh.
Yep, she's the
So
princess.
anyway, Sophie, what's interesting though is similarly, Sophie also needed some brain work, you might say. And her feeling, she started out with the feeling of depression, and we replaced that with love. So
Okay.
I think that that's
Mom may be a
might
bit
be,
overwhelmed.
well, I think she's a little overwhelmed, and I think she's feeling a little unloved in general. I think she might like to have some definitely acknowledgement that people around here still love her too.
Now, and so Vicky, how are you feeling?
Good.
All right. And how is your son feeling about this whole thing? Is he lightened up a bit? Son and
Well, he thinks I'm not doing enough fast enough. we have, the cans everywhere, but when the puppies, somebody will bark at someone, and he's the adult dogs are not hardly barking at all, but
excellent.
the puppies do, and they're puppies, so that I don't get to them fast enough, and
Right. But
he's just very frustrated with the whole situation.
Yeah, and I know, understandable. Okay. But the
Yeah, it's
focus
doing
was on
well
the
with
adult
growing.
dogs, and we got that taken care of. Now you need to focus on those puppies. Okay, so you need to be over there by that pen, with and remembering your correctional sequence and training tool, and then maybe somebody stimulate barking and so forth, so that you can deal with those puppies and shut that barking down now. Okay, all right. So
All
and then
right.
take advantage of your phone follow-up, check in, and let
I
me know how
will.
things are going. Okay.
Thank you, Martha.
All righty. Th
All right.
and
Thank you
and
all.
remember, you can get
You
a
bet.
free session with Linda off the air. You have her card,
I
okay?
do.
And you can connect with Dr. Nels off the air if you need to through his website.
All right.
You got
Perfect.
that? Okay.
Thank you all.
You're
You're
welcome.
welcome.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, we need to take care of advertisers right away so we can get back to the phones,
And
right?
Janelle, you're up next once we're back.
Yeah, okay. Well, Janelle was yesterday. All right. And we got some good ones coming up. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. Phone calls next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are about midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and it's N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins on the planet. And the dog supplements, powder you put in the food, makes a great gravy, helps picky eaters eat. And man, so great for skin and hair coat. Keep the hair on your dog instead of on your floor, at least until you brush it off. And you can check all the products out at NuProSupplements.com. If you can't find them at your local pet store, you can get everything on Amazon. And then, of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, open for business and is looking for new clients. So if you would like to connect with Jude, you can check her out on whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center online for gentle chiropractic, acupuncture if you need it, but the Accutonics, the forks are so much more powerful. Linda's nodding her head, and the gongs and the sound therapy is just incredible. So give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then, we are going back to the phones, and we're going to where I was yesterday, up to Linwood and Janelle. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me, Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Hello, Martha.
Hi, Janelle. How are you today?
Good.
All right. And we had a long session yesterday.
Yes.
Okay if I just give everybody kind of a rundown what we're dealing with?
Yeah, much easier.
Okay. We got another serious situation, Dr. Nels. And again, I'm hoping you can make some difference here. Now, in this case, we're dealing with Shih Tzus. And we got Buffett, who is our guy in question. And how old is Buffett again? He's seven. Isn't he seven years old? And he's a neutered
seven.
Male. And then we have Gracie. She's about 2 years old.
Yeah.
A female. And Gracie's kind of your normal Shih Tzu type 2 year old.
Yeah.
Now, Buffett, unusual story with him. He's black Shih Tzu, Dr. Nels, to get a connection with him. They had another Shih Tzu when they got Buffett as a puppy, and he came like at 10 weeks or so. So he stayed, and I think it was from an ad, you know, just some backyard type breeder type situation. It was the only puppy left, and I think it was a family with kids and stuff. So we don't know what happened to him in that environment, but I suspect there was treatment, maybe rough handling, that kind of stuff with kids and the family in, you know, that 8 to 10 weeks, which is so critical. Well, it's actually 4 to 10 weeks now, you know, so critical for personality development. And so he came to them as kind of a nasty, feisty little pup. Janelle, you described it as being not your typical mouthy, playfully aggressive puppy.
Right.
He was seriously aggressive at 10 weeks.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Kind of growly.
Growly and not as social. Anyway, so it kind of, you know, he kind of came this way. Let's see. So Janelle and her husband, you know, with Buffett, then the original, the older Lhasa passed on, and then they got Gracie, so they have the two. But Buffett has been a bit of a challenge throughout his life. Now, Janelle, you do home daycare for kids, right?
Correct.
And so she's had to do all of that, but she's worked all of that out. And Buffett, he's not a seriously aggressive dog. I mean, barks a lot, growls a lot, doesn't necessarily like to be touched by everybody he doesn't know, but, you know, can be, you know, he's a cute, friendly type Shih Tzu. But then Janelle also has adult kids, and I think daughter and her family, they're like down in California, right? So they're not really part of the picture up here.
No, they've moved up here. They're now my Navy family is now up here. Good. And then my daughter, she lives right close.
Oh, okay. So daughter and her family here. All right. So yeah. I think it's your son and his family
right,
and their
that's
kids.
The problem.
That's the problem because they have younger kids.
Right.
They come over to the house. Well, Buffett isn't the kind of dog that goes off and attacks kids or stuff. But if you startle him, or when he's like laying down or he's sleeping and you startle him, or if he doesn't see it coming, something happens, he turns and bites immediately.
Yeah.
Well, they were in the Janelle that was we're in the bedroom with one of the grandkids, some younger ones on the bed, and she was in the bathroom, and somehow the kid must have rolled off the bed and fell onto Buffett. And so he bit the kid. But it wasn't serious, right? But
it was still a
snap after that.
Right. Well,
and there have been other little things and so forth. But the bottom line is kind of the whole world came to an end, at least for Janelle.
Yeah.
Because son and wife are Matterhorn Hornets. And they think that they don't want to come back, and they're threatening never to bring the kids back, and they think the dog should be euthanized. And so anyway, Janelle found me, and I did a session with them yesterday. And I'll tell you, Dr. Nels, this Buffett is kind of the quirkiest Shih Tzus I've met, and his behavior and the way he behaves. Like, he liked me right away, even though, we're dealing with the barking right away and the power comes in. But he wanted to come over. He came over and laid on my feet. And they said, that's really unusual. He doesn't do that. He doesn't like people. But he wouldn't let me touch him. He didn't want to be touched. But he wanted to be on Aunt Martha's feet and be right there. And that anyway, and his reactions throughout the day and stuff, he's just weird. And then with this startle response, I think all of this situation is retrievable. I think he's a good little dog, but I really think that his system is messed up. And so I'm wondering, Dr. Nels, you're tuning in. You're already working on him, right?
Yes.
What are you getting?
On him for a bit.
So there's stuff going on, huh?
There's stuff going on. His fight or flight system definitely engaged, and he's just out of balance. And the sense I get is physically he is uncomfortable.
Okay.
That there's some of this
really?
Stuff is making him physically not happy.
Grumpy
because he hurts might be a good way to put it.
Hey, so, perfect. That's, thank goodness. You remember, I told Vicky the worst thing we can hear is for Dr. Nels to say, nothing I can do. But
yeah. Well, no, he's definitely out of balance, and so I'm going to sort out his balance, and we'll see if he'll get less grumpy. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, Janelle, see that's kind of what we needed was and a confirmation that he doesn't feel good all the time. So no wonder he could be because he smacks of a nice dog, dog, but he's got these weird behaviors, and then he's got this exaggerated startle response that turns right into a bite. And to me, that's a flashback and probably a nervous system issue.
Right.
And so I was hoping with Nels working on it and balancing the flight fight mechanism and so forth, that's going to make a difference so that we can reprogram the startle response. Now, I've been able to do that with other dogs, but the last case that was like this, was a few decades ago, and Buffett doesn't quite, it doesn't like food the way this other dog did as much, and so we're trying to be creative in how we're going to reset this startle response. But I felt the first stage is we got to get Nels working on this guy. And then if you have a sense, Nels, it would be helpful. Sometimes what I explain to Janelle is that when we know the trauma situation and then the behavior that was produced after the one trauma, sometimes only one reset is necessary for the dog to be fine. But when it's been a lifelong thing and this, that sometimes it takes more work and a series of work. Are you getting any sense? I would imagine with what you're describing, he's going to need more work than just one session.
It feels pretty ingrained. Okay. And, you know, the history of him being a growly thing when he was just little.
Right.
Yeah, he might have had something happen to him that physically hasn't been really comfortable his whole life, you know.
Yeah, so Janelle, this gives us something to go, because the other thing I suggested is Janelle call in next week so we could have Natasha look at it. So we can have her look and see if she can see something that happened with that family before you got him. But, see if you get it. She had an animal communicator. Talked with Buffett.
I couldn't find that letter, though.
Okay, but it's been quite. How long ago was that? Was that years ago?
I would say it was probably 4 years ago.
Okay, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I believe Janelle got Buffett after her one of her sons had died.
Right. My middle son passed away.
Middle son passed, and that was
August,
real trauma, imagine.
August, and I got him in June, the following June.
And then without this animal communicator, without any provocation or clues from Janelle, said, your son's hanging around, and Buffett sees him. And what did she say? That Buffett was trying to protect you from him or something?
Not necessarily. Well, protect, but also be responsible for making me feel okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if you pick up anything intuitively around that, Dr. Nils, if there's somebody from the other side messing. But that's what I was going to have. That's really Natasha's department, and I was going to have her look at it next week, but I thought I'd mention it. So there's a lot of stuff going on, but... the big thing is that the son and daughter-in-law are going somewhere, and the plan is for their kids to stay with grandma and grandpa for a couple weeks or so in December. But they're saying they won't leave the kids there unless they get rid of the dog. So we're trying to come up with backup plans and how we can make this work and stuff, but so we've got a little bit of time here. If we can straighten this out and get Buffett back into a better physical balance so we can change the startle response, then we've really got a chance at working out these relationships. Otherwise, we have to go at a strict, you know, a prevent and avoid, and might have to board him with someone that can handle him during that time, or we just prevent and avoid and Janelle, you're working on upping his crate training and stuff so we have a place and all of that.
He sure has been a different dog this morning.
Has he?
He hasn't said one single word.
Really? Because you crated him last night.
Yeah, and he hasn't barked. He came to me and nudged me with his nose and wanted to go outside. He didn't bark at me. He hasn't barked. Now, Gracie did jump on me because that's her way of talking to me, and I just, you know, did the whole, you know, the whole...
correction.
Off direction thing and that stuff, but he hasn't jumped up on me.
All right.
He's a pretty, you know, I've got cans upstairs and a can downstairs, but I haven't had to use it except for on her with the off. And,
Okay, well, so this is a good thing because...
I didn't think the cans were going to work. I've got the collar charging.
Good. But I'm pleased to hear that he's having a dramatic reaction.
Yeah.
To your taking charge.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's throwing him for a loop right now. And sometimes, especially all Shih Tzu types, will say, "Well, I don't like that. I'm just taking my dolls and dishes and going home."
Yeah.
Okay? And so they check out for a little while. So it sounds like Buffett is like giving you kind of the silent treatment and maybe bummed out. But we have to take him through that to get to where we need to go.
Yeah.
So it looks like you finished with Buffett. Now, were you able to get... Gracie is... kind of a gray and white Shih Tzu. Have you had a chance to check in with her to see if she needs anything?
I checked in with Gracie, and I'm not finding anything going on. So
excellent.
She's
all right.
A good little girl.
That's good. All right. Now, can Linda do a session with you, Janelle, to help bring about?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's going to be really helpful, and that you may want to take advantage of doing a session with Linda off the air if you enjoy this. And like I said, we don't know yet, but I'm going to suspect that we're probably going to need a series of treatments with Dr. Nels and Buffett to really work through this. But I'm so pleased, Janelle, with what we've heard from Dr. Nels so far. Because that explains a lot, you know, knowing that he just hadn't felt good his whole life. So, you know, chances are something happened as a puppy.
Yeah, but that makes me feel sad.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, now don't go there because that makes it worse, okay? Remember, you got to back burner that and stay positive thinking, okay?
Because if
you make him a victim, you make him a victim.
He's not. He's good.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Linda's going to do a treatment with you. So, Linda, you're in charge.
Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Linda.
So I'm going to ask you to think the sky is blue, just relaxing, breathing normally.
Okay.
And I'm going to invite you to bring to mind an unresolved situation. It may be the one we've been working on, or it could be something else. But bringing something that you'd like to have resolved into your mind right now. And then setting that aside, focus on dread, the feeling of dread. And we're going to replace that. And we're replacing that with the feeling of sincerity. So now we're focused on sincerity and the number one. And your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do slow, deep breathing in and out as you think sincerity one.
Janelle, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing. Thinking sincerity one. Sincerity one. Sincerity one.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Janelle, and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking at the earth. Then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then bringing that unresolved situation back to your mind. And that is complete. And the affirmation that will help you sustain this balance is, I embrace the feeling of sincerity.
I embrace the feeling of sincerity.
And you'll want to use that either just in your mind or saying it out loud multiple times today, tomorrow, and the next day. And you can keep it going, but these 3 days are the most potent.
All right.
Thank you.
So we got a good start here.
Yeah.
And we're going to plan on talking to you again next week so we can have Natasha look at this and see or anything else we might need to know. And then I want to hear from you during the week if you got anything to report.
Okay, I will.
About what's going on. And I know you're working on all the other stuff we talked about and so forth. But I think we got two hits of really good news.
Yeah.
We got what Dr. Nels got, because that confirms what we're doing and gives us some more concrete reason for what's going on with him.
Right.
Okay. And that we can work with. And then the other good news is that Buffett's having a big reaction to this.
Yeah.
Which, of course, seems to be him. He tends to have a big reaction, but that's a good thing. And that we just, you know, we can't have you feeling sorry for him, though.
No,
okay?
I won't.
You know, you've got to keep up. You know, the lower he goes, the happier you get, happier and jollier you get. And but keep him under your thumb, and he's got to give up his control to you.
Yes.
Then we're hoping with Dr. Nels we can work out the nervous system thing, which is going to open the door for us to be able to change up that startle response.
Yes.
Cool. All righty, we got a plan.
Thank you. Good news, you guys.
Thank you for calling. Talk to you soon. God bless.
Uh-huh.
Bye bye. All righty, we got to get to advertisers here before we run out of time, and back to the phones if we have time. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. We're here till noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? triggered by people around you, what's going on in your personal life, or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. And you, of course, can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. Now, Linda is still local and lives around here, and she actually has an office. So you can actually go see and work with Linda in person if you'd like. She works out of the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery. So you can arrange to see her there, or you can work with her remotely over the phone or Zoom or whatever. And Linda, you continue to offer, right, a free introductory session to anybody.
I do.
That calls or texts at the number I'm going to give you in a moment here. And you still, you don't count working with them on the air.
Oh, no, that's not a full session. So I would like people, if they are interested or want to, you know, have a further balancing to come and try that for free.
Yeah, so all you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and she would be delighted to give you a free introductory session. And know that what we do on the air here is just a snippet of it. You know, it's not a full session. So if you are interested in a free session with Linda, either in person at her office or remotely, just give her a call or text 206-841-1992. And golly, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, we are headed back to the phones, and I guess we are going to Bellevue and Sandra Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. I have a dog that I have just walked out of pleasure, but he became very ill in that he couldn't go poo forever, and I kept begging the owner to please take him to the vet.
Oh, this is a dog that's not yours, but you would take him for walks? Is that it?
Yes, okay. But I have him with me now.
What's his name?
Bruno.
Bruno, and what kind of dog is Bruno?
Well, Bruno is, I would say, a mixed terrier. You know, he kind of looks like the Carrion Terriers, kind of that.
Like a Carrion Terrier? So he's dark in color?
Yeah, he looks like that.
Like the Toto, looks like a Toto dog?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and how old about is Bruno?
He's 8 years.
Okay, and so you said he's having some physical problems or health problems at this time?
Yes.
What's going on with him?
This has been going on for over 2 months.
And so what's going on with him?
He had diarrhea for like almost 2 months, and she just kept saying, I don't have the money to take him, and he adores her. And she adores him. I mean, if she goes to one room, he's there.
Uh-huh.
You know, he just, I mean, they adore each other, but she just doesn't get it. So anyway, took him to the vet yesterday. And my neighbor, who's a physician's assistant, so she at least knows something about medicine, even though it's not with dogs. And she paid for everything. But
oh, how wonderful.
They did an x-ray, and then they gave him an injection for some fluids, but he's not eating. If I have her bring her dog Ginger, who they're in love with each other, female, down here, then he would eat a little bit.
Mm.
And she brought different foods, some lamb and that. But now he's not eating at all, and I just give him hydration with a spray bottle.
Did the vet have any diagnosis as to what's going on with him?
Well, he said that she wanted to see, my friend wanted to see the x-ray because she's seen a lot of x-rays, and he was saying there was like a piece of liver between his liver and something. But it was sent off to the radiologist, and she paid extra to get
so you don't have the report back yet.
So we could hear back from them.
Okay.
But then they never got back to us. And then when we called the vet, they had closed early. So we drove over there, or she did, thinking maybe someone would still be in the building. But so we've heard nothing. But
well, it can take, you know, veterinary medicine is not working the way it needs to right now in our area. And things are slower and take longer. So if the film got referred to a radiologist, doesn't mean he's going to look at it immediately and report back. It could be several days before they get a report back.
Yeah, they told us if we paid an additional amount that we should hear back within 2 hours.
Oh, well, in that case, you've got something to complain about.
Yeah, well, the dog is very, very ill.
Yeah, well, and Dr. Nils, you've got a connection with Bruno?
Yes, and I guess I should say, because, you know, this is not technically her dog.
Right.
You're functioning right now. You are functioning like a dog owner. So
right.
Yes,
I got permission from my higher source.
Right. I finally had to just threaten her. I just took the dog.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Now,
so the message I was getting is you are the functional owner. And so, yeah, I'm working, I'm finding things to balance, and we can hope that it produces enough benefit that something good comes out of this.
Well, and I think on general principles, with the dog not feeling well and not, you know, having a lot of appetite, and we had all that diarrhea.
Yeah, for like 2 months.
All right. So how are his poops now?
No, when he tries.
Okay.
I tried like 5 times. He wanted to go out to the yard finally yesterday, so my neighbor brought Ginger down, and so we sat out in the front yard, and then he just ends up lying.
Okay.
you know.
Do you know? Side. Have you heard me talk about slippery elm?
No.
Okay. I'm feeling like you need to know about slippery elm, and you need to know how to make some yummy tummy syrup. And we can, that might be, it's amazing sometimes how much that pulls them out of feeling bad and having upset digestive systems. Now, Nels is still working on a Bruno.
I wanted to say that he's got fight or flight definitely going on. That can affect
everything.
Digestive system. So I'll just keep working while you talk.
Okay, well, that's good that there's something to work on. Go ahead.
One thing I wanted to mention, when he pees, he still has some, you know, at least something comes out. And I'm just giving him water with a spray bottle, which he just licks with his tongue, because otherwise he goes, you know, and then this morning when I did it, he did vomit. But I try to do it slowly, you know, so he doesn't choke.
Okay. Have you got some more time, Sandra? I'm wondering, because we're up against the top of the hour, and so we're going to have to break for that. Can you hold on with us so we can?
I have all the time in the world for my baby boy, Bruno.
Okay, wonderful. Because I think Linda needs to do a session for you. Because I think you're all hooked up in this. It's got to be kind of a distressing situation for you having to, you know, take the dog and all of that. So we can do that. And then Nels can continue working on Bruno now. And then I will explain to you about slippery elm, what it is, how to get it, and how to make yummy tummy syrup and use it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, great. Sandra, you're going to hold on, and we'll start with you in the next hour. And Sue in Bothell, bless your heart. Please, you're always patient with us. And so you will be after Sandra after the top of the hour. All right. So, Sandra's on hold. We are going to fire up the love train one more time. And you don't get to opt out on this. Gotta get our juices flowing and exercise for the day. And I always tell you, dancing's required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. We'll cruise through and pick you up. And as we're love training, be sure you're sending love all over the country, all over the planet, to all the warring areas. And let's bring some peace and harmony and unity for all of us. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up. So stay right where you are, everybody. More of your phone calls after the top of the hour. Love Train is next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.